Margaret Morton joining me in studio, and we want to talk about our 9th annual Stuff the Studio. And she is the executive director from SAFE here in Sylacauga, the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement. And of course, this year, can you believe it's been 9 years?
Wow, it is hard to believe, and it just leaves you speechless, really, when you see the magnitude of generosity in this community and what has happened over the last week and a half. It's phenomenal.
And I got to tell you, I remember, if not the first year or the second year, I remember loading my vehicle here at the station with toys to bring to SAFE, and it was one trip.
Yep.
And not that wasn't plentiful then. I mean, we were thankful for it then, but now. I mean, we started out with a bus, and we stuffed the bus until we couldn't have any more.
That's right.
And now the studio here, is it not amazing?
It is absolutely, it takes your breath away. And it brings, it leaves you speechless. When I walked into the studio this morning and I saw what had been collected on behalf of our community and on behalf of the children and families in our community, you know, you got to know all's right with the world.
That's right, and it still lets me know that all the way back to my childhood when we used to try to give things to the unfortunate and the needy, even now, as the world has gotten more of the needy, we've gotten more people who want to generously give. Doesn't it just warm your heart?
Oh, it does. I mean, it brings tears to your eyes, but there's tears of love and tears of joy and tears of appreciation. I'm overwhelmed.
And I got to tell you this. I know this happens all around the country, but when you think about the Coosa Valley, Sylacauga, Chillsburg, Fayetteville, that small pocket of South Talladega County, doesn't it warm your heart to know that people have been raised the right way, they understand, and they want to give from their heart?
Right, and they have the love of the Lord in them, and they are inspired by the season of Christmas, which is the season of giving. And to see it in reality, to be able to touch it, is just a blessing beyond measure.
And, you know, sometimes we think about all of the hard work, and I want to give you the opportunity, because it's not just the folks in and around the community who have donated to this and who wants to give, but what about your staff who just absolutely went the extra mile?
Absolutely. And, you know, that too of Alabama Childhood Food Solutions. And, you know, the exciting part of that is that we work so hand in glove together, trying to meet the need and bridge the gap with insecurity and economic insecurity and food insecurity. And so the staff at SAFE is extraordinary, because they give. They give of their time, but they give of their heart and their soul. And they're back there right now in the studio packing up. And if you could come to SAFE, you would see how organized, so that when that family comes in, when that parent comes in to get Santa Claus, it's there, and every child, every wish has been granted. And it's only because we work together and because we care and we love that's possible.
And I want our community to know, I've mentioned this throughout our last week at Chick-fil-A and our culmination of this. I don't think a lot of people in and around the Coosa Valley realize how much of a need there is in this community, because when you see it on TV, you see the big cities and everything, but we have much of it right here. And I know that the Alabama Childhood Food Solutions and SAFE, you all see it year round. It's not just at Christmas time.
Absolutely. And to see the heart of people working year round, literally dedicating their lives to make a difference for another, and to assure that everybody has opportunities and resources that they need. And the Christmas, what a better time of year to celebrate that than Christmas.
Absolutely. And I got to say, I want to thank you personally, because you know how much I think of you and Dr. Morton, and how you have generously not only give your time but your life for this community. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much. But, you know, as I say to people, you know, let me be blessed. Let me be blessed, and I am blessed beyond measure to be able to be a part of this community and to be a part of this work.
Thank you so much, and can you believe next year will be 10?
I cannot, but on to 10.
On to 10.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Margaret Morton, the Executive Director of the Sylacauga Alliance for Family Enhancement.